Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 21 of It's No Secret Podcast Live. We are your hosts, Charis, Teresa, and Bianca Rose. Ladies, say hello.
Hello.
Shout out to everyone who is already watching us live on our Instagram, YouTube, or Facebook Lives. We really appreciate y'all. Shout out to Jada Contessa already in the comments saying tuned in from Portugal.
From Portugal. Okay, traveler.
Wow. It's like the middle of the night over there, so we appreciate you.
Yeah, it's like 2 a.m. The clubs are closing, but ours is getting started.
Speaking of clubs, it's a party, because we're turning 21.
It's a party.
We're turning 21. And.
I turned 21.
It's Shari's birthday, guys.
It's Shari's birthday.
Happy birthday, Shari.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo. Happy birthday, love.
Thank you.
Look at Shari. He's looking good. Do a little check on. Look at the hair's down. The makeup's on.
Yes.
We tried.
Yes. 21 again, right, Shar?
21 all over again.
21 all over again. We're on our 21st episode. My son just turned 21.
Damn.
It's a good week.
It's a trifecta.
It is a great week.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, we got to kick the show off right. Okay. We usually start with our high and lows. But we are going to get to them. But first, we're going to take a birthday shot and a happy 21st episode shot.
We had to take a shot.
So if you guys are in the comments, watching us live, make sure you grab your drink because you're taking a shot with us, motherfuckers.
Drinks, that's your salt and lime.
Yes.
Count it down, Shari's.
A bunch of happy birthday comments on our Instagram right now, Shari, for you. So shout out to everyone that is wishing you a happy birthday right now. So cheers to
you. Happy birthday.
21-ish years. Bottoms up. Gracias. Yes, no Michelle. Shot.
Just one single shot, please. I had no chaser.
So ironically, when I was doing some promo today for our 21st episode, Jada Contessa, who I mentioned is in Portugal, told us that we needed to do 21 shots today. She's fucking crazy.
She crazy.
Sorry, that was a little bit left in there. All right.
The room was
take it all.
So anything special for your birthday, Shar? Anything you're doing to celebrate yourself? Everybody. Sorry, Michelle's really egging me on right now.
She's all amped. Honestly, no. I just woke up today and decided today is the first day of the rest of my life. Yeah, we just gonna go from there and see what happens. I randomly did decide I wanted to go to a sunflower field and take pictures this weekend. And I was like, and it's Mother's Day weekend, perfect. But apparently June and July and beginning of fall is like the peak. So, But yeah, we'll find something.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
And I hope this year is the best year you ever have until the next one. Until the next one, because next one is when, you know, you hit 40 and, you know.
I'm 21.
Oh, I'm sorry. 22.
Wow.
Gosh.
Your co-host be your biggest op sometimes. Sorry, I swear.
Myself.
Lower your voice.
It's okay. You know, honestly, I'm here for it, and if anybody wants to join, we are totally vibing out in Jamaica for the 40. So let's do it. I'm not ashamed to be turning 40. I'm actually, my sister texted me today, she's like, damn, you really almost 40, and I'm like, yes I am, like, girl, don't be mad.
Honestly, when I turned 40, I was happy to turn 40. I was looking forward to it.
It is a blessing. So
yes, it is.
I am not mad about it. The longer I can be here, I'm here for it.
Michelle said, open up those graveyard contacts and then did the little face.
We're not doing that.
We're not doing that. They can stay where they are. They can go
a little graveyard has closed.
Graveyard has closed. All right. Well, we have
time to go ghost hunting.
Let's not do that, ladies. Let's not. Okay. We don't read books backwards. Okay. Oh, all right. Fair point. It is time to get into our highs and lows, as we always do. So for those of you guys who are joining us live, wherever you are watching from, make sure you guys share your highs and lows with us in the chat too, so that we can share them with everyone else. As always, we'll start with our lows. So Shari, you get to go first.
My low is that, I had to work today. That was a bummer. Not that I had plans, but still, you know.
Who wants to work on their
birthday? Do you prefer to work on your birthday? Or do you have, like, would you rather have the day off?
I mean, honestly, I didn't mind going to work. It was nice. Like, you know, of course, all the love and, like, it was cute, but just to have a day of peace and quiet would have been nice too. So I don't know. I probably really haven't taken a birthday off though, since I was probably 21.
Oh, wow. That's a long time.
Yeah. I pretty much
would. Lower your voice, Teresa.
I'm fucking up today, guys. Sorry.
Be your biggest stop. I'm telling you it.
That's a long time. Well, tell me how you really fucking feel.
That was a long fucking time.
I was going to be making these comments, but it's like, whoa.
I know, right? I'm just
calling you out.
Jeez. I'm sorry. My low is that I keep busting Shari out.
It really didn't. It didn't bother me, but like it still was like I could have used the day of, like I said, just some peace and quiet.
Yeah.
Well, at least you end your day with us.
Yeah.
I know, right?
And I'm still drinking wine, you guys. So even though we only had one shot, I'm on the wine.
Yeah, I'm still drinking.
Yeah. We're still celebrating you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Go for it, because I'm done. That shot was enough. Mouth is still watering. Like, yeah. I'm trying to get it together.
Oh, Lord. Okay, well, my low for this week had to be today. People were fucking trying me at work today. I was getting tested. My patience was getting tested. My work integrity was getting tested.
Oh, hi.
I was just getting real, real tested today. And so that's going to be my low.
Well, I'm glad you held your composure.
Honestly, give you props, because when people try me, there's a lot of people at work that are like, you know what? The badge comes off and y'all keep forgetting that and y'all keep testing it. Mm-hmm. So
mm-hmm. I really wanted to throat punch somebody today, but I refrained.
Should have did it.
No, it's frowned upon by management.
Only if you get caught and only if they complain.
Hey, you know what? It's okay. I took one for the team for you. I told my boss that she needed a new boss today. So
some people need to be told these things at least once, just to consider it.
If I'm fully running the page's social media tomorrow, you know why.
She's like, we need to get paid right now. Like right now.
My bitch does no longer have a job, okay?
Real quick, in our Instagram, Jada Countessa shared her low. She said, all the travel issues and walking my legs off. Girl, you are in Portugal. I will switch places with you. You can come to work and get tried.
You know what? To her defense, it always, like, it matters with people you travel with, because there are some people who like to travel for leisure and want to sit on the beach, have a cabana boy bring you a drink. Some people like to just go. They're like, every minute, second is planned. We're getting up. There's club, another club, no sleep. And it's just continue. Maybe she's with those people.
Maybe.
That being her parents. Her parents are the ones who want to go to the club.
I mean, you never know. Bianca, what was your low?
My low is all the money that I've spent this past week from Wednesday to Wednesday. So much money spent. Well spent, kind of. But now I'm like, it's expensive to settle in. Jesus Christ, nobody told me that. No wonder I put it off for so long.
Mm-hmm. Time to adult now, Bianca. Yeah.
So hard. Oh, woo. I don't want to do this.
Sounds like that's a real low right there. All right, moving on. Let's get to our highs. Shari, what's your high?
It's It's my birthday, bitches. It's
your birthday. She say more. And to that, I'll drink again.
Yes.
Drink again, please. Yeah, no, I'm truly thankful and truly blessed to be here another year to see it, watch my babies grow, have friends like you all. Yeah, it's a blessing.
Aww.
We kind of like you having too. A good day, though.
We're all glad she's having a good day.
Yeah.
Jada Gentessa said, Lois, it's only Lois an hour's walk from she's here.
Walking.
Oh, Kayla Quinlan on our Instagram said, happy birthday, Slay.
Oh, I love that.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. We're on highs, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Highs. What is yours?
My high was probably yesterday. I got to go out to dinner with a friend, and what I thought was going to be like a, oh, come on, let's just go real quick and hang out. We were literally there for like 4 hours drinking and eating appetizers and just talking. And it was nice to like just get out of the house and, you know, get away from mommy duties for a little bit and just vent and drink. And
I love those kind of times, yeah. Though. Mm-hmm.
I wish I could do it more often, but I can't. Yeah.
We have to make time. You have to make time for those things.
I'm trying to.
I know. I literally told my coworkers we have our early day tomorrow, and I was like, oh, let's just go to a bar and have a drink, like, just to celebrate my birthday. And I was like, I don't know why I said that, because tomorrow I'm going to be like, why the fuck did I make those plans?
Like, birthday you wanted those plans.
Yeah. Sober me and thinking clearly me is not going
to
want those
But plans. Past you also wants to celebrate future you, so
that's true.
I guess. We'll see how it plays out.
Yeah.
You got to go around like getting all the free stuff for your birthday. You know how like Starbucks does the free drinks and all that.
I was trying to look today. Is Starbucks only the day of?
Day of. And that's a scam.
I'm going to have to go out after show's over. I need to.
You got a few other birthday shout outs on our YouTube. Everyone's showing up and showing up. Yeah,
it's a party, Shari.
Unk is in the chat. We're celebrating our lovely Shari today and our 21st episode. We are of drinking age, so we are
drinking.
Drinking.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, Unk said his birthday's at the end of the month.
We'll be drinking for that one too.
Got it. We got a lot of main babies.
Got to take shots for both sides of him.
Because he's a Gemini. Shelly's a Gemini too. So, well, that's another day we got to celebrate.
God bless us.
Fucking out with you. All right. So, for today's show, did we all show?
Wait, did you give a high? We're stuck on Shari's birthday.
I just finished my high. Bianca, what was your high?
It's my high.
It's your high.
My bad. Okay, I thought I muted myself. My high is new setting.
Yeah, so
I moved.
I love the background setup there.
I know. Peep the little mushroom baby in the bag. Shout out Cash. She's in the comments.
Yeah.
The little mushroom baby that she made for me had to make that appearance.
Yes.
My dog is walking around, so if you hear little pitter patters, she's lacking the attention right now.
She is part of the show.
She is. But I did have to remove her collar again so you don't hear her. Turns out she took that as a challenge, and you'll still hear her.
Real quick in the chat, Michelle, I think she meant to say the Knicks. The Knicks are beating some Celtic booty. That's her high. So the Knicks are beating the Celtics, huh?
Wow. Basketball?
Yes. Good job, Bianca. Look at you going sports.
You know what blows my mind is the fact that people have to ask things like that. Like, to me, I'm just such a sports girly. I'm like, okay, cool. She's watching basketball. And it's like,
I think you're Michelle in the comments just trying to
spell Knicks
her typo.
She said this phone don't like me. No, your phone don't like the Knicks. Yeah, that's what's happening right now.
Or maybe it's the vodka Red Bulls that you've been drinking. You were pre-gaming for the show. So we shared that on our story.
She did. She doesn't do football, but she likes basketball. Noted. Noted. All right. So for today's episode, by popular demand, believe it or not, people have asked us to do this again. We are bringing back something from, I don't even remember what episodes we did this on. But a couple episodes ago, we were playing a game called We're Not Really Strangers that our wonderful Michelle gave us access to. A couple levels to the game, but we are playing the connection level. So it's kind of a get to know you type game for anyone who didn't watch those previous episodes. First of all, shame on you. Go watch
that. Why don't you catch up? We have so many streaming like lines. Don't even.
We have 21
episodes. Yeah. 21 episodes. So yes, definitely go check that out. The one thing I do want to say before we start is a reminder to everyone who watched it before and for our wonderful ladies here is with this game comes the dig deeper card. So if you feel like any of us are too surface level for your responses, just let us know in the chat, dig deeper and who you're calling out and we will make sure to call them out for you as well. And then of course, us lovely ladies can call each other out as well. So get ready, Shari, because we're going to call you out.
There is no safe word.
Nope.
Pineapples.
No pineapple. I was just going to say no pineapple. No pineapple. She said, but also welcome, follow, like, and subscribe. Thank you, Michelle.
She knows the routine.
She knows the routine.
She knows. She watches the episodes.
Exactly. She clocks in for us every week, and we love her for it.
We thank you for that.
Yes.
Definitely.
All right, Char, you get to go first, top or bottom.
Oh, let's bottom it today.
Okay.
She's bottoming. She's a power bottom today.
All right. We have our first card. If you have, when was the moment you realized you weren't invincible? And remember, ladies, we're all answering the question, but whoever pulled the card will answer first. Unk said, I try to clock in. You do, Unk. You're like part of the show. Like you're part of the show. You're like the podcast uncle. All right, Char, if you have, when was the moment you realized you weren't invincible? I love these. I love
putting
I don't know. They might make me cry.
Question.
That's okay. We can drink and cry and do all the things. It's fine.
Maybe. I mean, shit, recently life been whooping my ass. But I would say prior to was probably when I after becoming a mom. Mm. Like, it is a friendly reminder that, like, fuck, it can take a, like, life can take a toll. And I think it's even harder then because it's not just you have to look out for.
Right.
Mm. So I think, I think that humbling moment probably came sometime after that.
I feel that. I feel
definitely.
That. For me, moment I realized I wasn't invincible. It had to probably have been when I got laid off from my long-term job. I was there 17 and a half years.
Wow.
And I worked my ass off for that company and built a very good reputation for myself and worked up the ranks. And then we got laid off because of a fucking merger. And that's when I realized, like, that stability wasn't so stable, especially when you work for other people. Mm-hmm. And no matter how hard you work, you are definitely replaceable. So that was a very humbling moment for me because I did kind of feel a little untouchable working there. Like, people didn't even like applying for jobs I applied for because they were like, oh, she's gonna get it.
Right.
And so, like, I did feel very invincible. I did feel very like, oh, I got this. Like, come on. It's me. You know what I mean? Like, I did have that confidence being there because of all the work that I put in. And so getting laid off and having that rug pulled from up under you is
very,
very humbling, especially when there's a pandemic going on and you're pregnant.
Try working the open to closing shift the Saturday before they let you go.
Oh no.
Because they had nobody.
They did that shit on purpose.
They fucking sure did.
They did that shit on purpose. Yeah.
Had nobody to close and then did the same shit. Like, cool.
Man.
All right, cool. Mm-hmm.
Michelle said it was when her body started betraying her.
Well, Jada Countessa said there were several students who died from my high school. So,
oh my God. Holy shit. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Times.
What about you, Bianca? When was the moment you realized you weren't invincible?
I quickly decided I will tell the story. Sure. We'll go with it.
Okay.
When I attempted suicide.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
It was very eye-opening. So May is also mental health awareness, if you don't know, everyone. But I do have a little tattoo out of all of them, just as a little reminder that we are not invincible, but we do have some control, especially with that mindset. I think when I had attempted, it was like an overdose, and I slowly started feeling myself fade away, and that scared me.
It's terrifying.
And that made me realize that I wasn't ready to leave. Like, this was such a final decision, and it could have been the last. And it scared me to think that that was going to be the end of it. I was going to leave scared because of a decision that I made in that moment. I'm like, this, I do have control over this, and this is what I chose. Yeah. Luckily, did not. Still here. Y'all are stuck with me.
But no, we are very grateful to be stuck with you.
Very grateful.
Yes.
I was like listening to everyone. I was like, oh, my first thought was a dark one.
No, but that's real. You know what I mean? Like, that's honest. And thank you for being vulnerable. You know what I mean? And
everybody's life's experiences are different. But that's what this community is about, is that's sharing.
Right. Yeah. It's no secret here. And we're going to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. And the fact that you can do that and still say it with a smile on your face, even though I know that's your defense mechanism, just says a lot about you, B. And the fact that you are sharing that with people, like, you don't know who you can touch. You don't know who you might have just saved by saying that right there.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That was hard. I'm telling my therapist I had a breakthrough online.
Yes. Yes. Michelle said, "Aw, you are loved, B."
Oh, thank you.
Team Heartthrob said, "It hurts to say, but when my mom passed away, she was the cape around me." I just thinking about my mom possibly passing away, like, So, Unk, thank you for sharing that as well. Like, that's a big deal. And Jada Countessa said, thanks for sharing your truth, Bianca. So,
yes, thank you.
It is much, much appreciated. Like I said,
you
don't
said dig deep, and I digged 6 feet.
Hey, we didn't have to use the dig deeper card for you, girl. But hopefully, you know, I'm just going to hope and pray and that you never get to that type of space ever again, and that you just enjoy your life and live it to the absolute fullest.
Yeah, I think for some people that decision is very sensitive, and it's scary to know that to some people it's a comforting thought.
Right.
And that's again why we have that mental health awareness. It's such a sensitive topic, and it's very real, because that's just what people are going with, people that you don't think or could imagine is going through something that feels that deep for them. So,
yeah,
we're going to bring awareness to it. It happened. Someone you know has gone through it.
Yep.
And your co-host is one of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Team Heartthrob, aka Unk, he said both of his parents passed away the same year. Man, that's so hard. I'm sorry to hear that, but thank you for sharing. Because again, this is relatable to a lot of people.
We are all invincible.
We are not invincible.
Or wait, we're not invincible. That's right.
Like, we are not invincible.
We're not. As much as
we think we are. We are not. Exactly. All right. It is my turn.
By the way, Gabe said Knicks with a dub. Oh, hey. Congratulations, Michelle. Basketball, sports.
Congratulations to your husband, Michelle.
Congratulations.
Basketball. All right. Oh, Jesus. Okay. What question are you trying to answer most in your life right now? I went top, by the way. What question are you trying to answer most in your life right now? I think for me, honestly, the first thing that comes to mind is why.
Why was I thinking the same thing? I was like,
that was literally the first thing that comes to mind is like, why? Like, anytime I'm going through something, anytime I'm like going through a stressful situation or feeling anxious or anything, that's honestly the question that I always ask myself is why. I'm always searching for the reason. I feel like everything happens for a reason. And so that is the question that I'm constantly trying to answer in life is why. There's a reason for this, but why? Mm. Real quick, shout out to Jose Santana. He's a friend of mine out in the Bay Area, a rapper I used to manage. And he, in a song that he wrote, actually put lyrics in there that said, searching for a reason like Razzo. That's my last name. And so that lyric always pops into my head when I think, why? Mm. But yeah, that's the question that I'm always trying to answer in life. Jada Contessa said her question is, what do I want my future to look like? Ooh, that's a hard question to answer because you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring ever.
Honestly.
Mm-hmm. B, what's your question that you're trying to answer most in your life right now?
What am I questioning? Kind of similar to Jada Contessa is this the beginning of my future? Like, I moved into an apartment and I'm settling into this new life. Is this what it's going to be? Or is there more for me? I ask that as in, like, am I going to eventually share life with someone, or should I get settled into how I want my life to be? With just me and how it is now, and how to, like, am I happy with this?
I think it's I think it's important for you to be happy with yourself, mm-hmm. whether somebody comes in or not, because I mean, we talked about this in a previous episode where it's like you can't really love somebody else if you don't love yourself, you know what I mean? And you should always want more. You should always expect more. You should always prepare for more if that's what you really want, you know what I mean? But like, be happy, be content with yourself, and everything else will fucking follow.
And one thing I will say too is like manifesting that, right? And like, I know you may not have looked at like living in your past situation, like as you weren't manifesting things, but like creating a space, carving out a space for yourself and someone that you may want to bring in, that you're manifesting that. Like, whether, you know, you're living by yourself or not, but like, would you really have wanted to done that in a roommate situation? Mm. Probably not, right?
Right.
So now you're living in a space where now you can invite somebody fully in if that's what you choose to do. So I don't think that, you know, you living by yourself right now is a bad thing. I think it's just the way of you putting it out into the universe that you're manifesting, having that door open.
Yeah. I think just learning to be happy with the decisions that I choose to.
Michelle put something really good in the chat that I want to call out. She said, you know, I saw a video about this and someone said, in those cases, instead of asking why me, you should ask why not me. It's a good one. It's a good one. Her question for herself was, who is Michelle really? Shit, that's an answer. That's a question I think I'm still trying to figure out too. That's a good one, Michelle. Because I have a hard time figuring out who I am outside of, you know, mother and wife, because that is literally like my identity 24/7. So yeah, that's a great
I think that's a big question for a lot of like moms and wives. And I want to talk about that next week too, since it's Mother's Day. I want some intel and some thoughts on how y'all think as mothers and how y'all keep y'all's identities.
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned. This is foreshadowing.
Don't. All right, Shari, what question are you trying to answer most in your life right now?
Well, you said the why, which I think is
the first thing that came
to my head. Michelle said the who is Michelle. I'm always like, I think I've definitely been in my who is Shari. Again, Shari, not mom Shari, not work Shari, sister, daughter, none of that. Like, who am I? But I'll come up with something fresh. Thank you.
How about how is Shari?
That's a good question.
Nobody's asking how is Shari.
That is a that's a rabbit hole. That is a
deep, dark baby, let me tell you.
But I think for me, like even with everything that I'm going through, I think really the question is that why not me? Like the struggles, the challenges, everything that I'm going through right now. I constantly just in a space right now where I have to remind myself I am her. I am the bitch.
Yay.
And who else is better for the struggles and the stresses? Like other than, even though I'm oh baby, I'm on the edge living on it. But you know, I have to remind myself that as much as they say it, it's hard to understand sometimes, but like God gives his hardest battles to his stronger soldiers, right? And so like I'm in these situations because he knows I'm gonna find a way.
Yeah.
Or he's gonna provide a way.
Right.
I'm gonna say I'm gonna find a way. He's gonna provide the way. And whatever that way is to teach me the lessons that I need to teach to further be a better version of myself, because I pray for that daily to be a better version of myself. And I think that this is why I'm facing those challenges. So why not me?
Everything happens for a reason.
Definitely.
Why not you? Why not you?
Baby, I could tell you, I could name a few reasons why, but he ain't going. You
know. Oh, man. Unc had to go because he's at bingo. He said, see y'all next week. Hope he wins some money. Unc.
Honestly, Jada Contessa said, "Win those dollars, Unc." So you got a whole fan base.
I'm telling you, Unc is. We got to have Unc on the show one of these days.
Living I'm ready for that one.
It's a family affair, Bianca. It's a family affair.
It's a family business.
All right, B, top or bottom?
Give me bottom.
Okay. All right. What lesson took you the longest to unlearn?
Give me top.
What lesson took you the longest to unlearn?
To unlearn.
So a lesson you were taught that you're like, nope, I have to unlearn this, but it took you the longest.
Learning. Would you say?
Better not steal mine.
Okay, well, now I feel intimidated. A lesson to unlearn is something that I'm still trying to unlearn, is that self-prioritizing is not a selfish thing.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's a good one, B.
Yes.
That's a good one.
I feel like being the oldest sister, sharing my life with a lot of people, roommates included, friends, like I tend to put people first regardless. And I'll always be the devil on the shoulder. I'll be the devil's advocate for that person. Mm-hmm. And I'll always provide an excuse, or I'll always try to reason on their side, on their behalf, so that I can kind of understand why they would do something or why I'm choosing to do something. And I tend to always favor that person, and that puts me in that predicament where I feel negative about myself, or you know, beating myself down. So trying to unlearn that if I put me first, it's not a bad thing.
Yep. That's a great lesson. That's a great lesson. Shari, what lesson took you the longest to unlearn?
That just because people are family, you don't have to deal with the toxicity that comes with them.
Yes.
I think that's enough said. I think that pretty much sums it up. I mean, it's hard. And again, coming from a big family, being the oldest, you know, of all 10 of my siblings, you know, it's definitely been challenging, but I think, and I mean, there's still a couple people that I know that, you know, I need to work through that with. Right. But I think, like, I get it now. Like, I understand it. And creating those boundaries with myself doesn't mean I don't love you. Doesn't mean I don't want what's best for you. But I have to separate myself from it because energy is huge. And yes. I need that in my life. Don't want those problems. Don't want that. Like, you know, you got to be careful who you're around because the words that come out of their mouth bounce off you. And you got to be very mindful of who you surround yourself with. So I think for me, it's just like, even with that being family, because I was always taught to love and
family, you know, first,
family first, and all of that. Like, I think, yeah, learning that lesson.
Man, you guys both said some really good ones.
But you know, to your point too, I always had that same, you know, I grew up with that same mentality that family is always there. You know, family is, you know, blood is thicker than water kind of thing. Do you know how relieving it was when I learned the entire phrase of that is? Do you know what the entire phrase of it? Mm-hmm. So a lot of people say like blood is thicker than water, right? Mm-hmm. In that context, family, right? Family comes first.
Right.
But the actual saying is the blood of the coven is thicker than the water of the womb.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So meaning, you know,
leave that part out on purpose.
Let's correct that so that we have the right mentality. Yeah. That learning that has helped me kind of be like, family is not always good, or, you know, it's helped me.
Yeah. I mean, and you guys know I've been preaching it almost every episode. I'm all about peace. And part of my peace that I have now is because of boundaries that I've set with family specifically. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And you guys both said some really good ones that I can.
Oh, we're digging so deep. Dig it up.
We ain't digging deeper. No, she kidding. Real quick, I want to read Michelle's in our chat before I give mine. She said, not everyone is going to like you, and that's okay. That's a good one as well. And she said, also stop saying sorry all the time. And she said she's still working on both of those.
I do that all the time. I walk past people and I'm like, sorry. I'm like, what the fuck are you saying sorry for? Like, what did it's you just do? A horrible
habit. You know, I've heard that a lot at work today too. Cass, if you're still watching, that's happened to her too, where her instinct is to be like, sorry, sorry. And people are like, why are you saying sorry? I'm like, why are you saying sorry? Yep. Let's catch ourselves on that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, Jada Countessa, thank you for that. It's the blood of the covenant is thicker than the water of the womb. I'm over here thinking fucking witchcraft. So my apologies. Let me correct that shit.
All good. We speak Bianca. We knew what she meant.
Thank you. Yeah. I feel so seen.
All right. So what lesson took me the longest to unlearn? I definitely would have to say it's okay to not be okay. Mm-hmm. That was the most difficult lesson for me to unlearn because I was always raised to like suck it up and be strong. And, you know, I talked about being the strong friend and like all of that. So like for me to get to a place in my life where I can finally say, you know what, I'm not okay right now. And that's okay. That took a lot of internal work for me.
It's recognizing that, acknowledging it.
And it's still hard. Even though I recognize it a little bit more now, it's still something that I'm struggling with and trying to allow myself to be okay with. Mm-hmm. So that's the one that I'm working on for sure. Jada Countessa said, hard work always pays off in the end. But baby,
It may not be tomorrow, but it will eventually. Mm-hmm. And it may not be in the way that you see it or need it, but it's going to be there.
Yeah. She said, you have to be discerning in how you spend your effort. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Hard work doesn't always pay off. Sometimes people can maneuver their way through that without doing the hard work. So yeah, that's definitely one to unlearn for sure. Yep. All right, Char, top or bottom?
Let's go top.
All righty. Finish the sentences. Strangers would describe me as blank. Only I know that I am blank.
Fuck that. Can we go to the middle? Can we go to
the middle? So strangers would describe me as, and then only I know that I am.
Oh, I got it. Would describe me as quiet.
Mm-hmm. And only you know that.
Only I know that
you are.
I am not. Only I know
I said she's not quiet.
Once we publicize this after It's No Secret podcast, they're gonna be like, now I know who she is.
Right. The after hours episodes.
Quiet. No, I think only I know that. I am truly, truly like a genuine person.
Yeah.
Like truly genuine. I don't think a lot of people get to see that side of me. I do keep that side, not necessarily to myself, but I only share it with a handful. But, I said that today at work. I was just like, you know, like loyalty is big to me, and like, I do things because I choose to do them, not because I'm looking for something in return. But, you know, like, people's first reaction is, like, people come to you and they're like, oh, what sign are you? Mm-hmm. Oh, you're a Taurus. Oh, you're stubborn.
You are, though.
I am. But not for not for what people use that word.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like,
I will literally give you the clothes off my back. I will give you the last dollar that I have. Mm-hmm. You know, like, if it means that it's going to benefit you, even though I may need it, if it's going to benefit you and I'm not looking for nothing in return, like, mm-hmm. I am truly like genuine about everything that I do. I do nothing for something in return.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people don't get to see that side of me.
You should show it more often. It's a great side of you. She said, nah. I didn't even finish my fucking sentence. And she's like, nah.
We're just offering solutions.
No, because realistically, I believe the reason I say that is because people don't deserve that.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody deserves that, because people will take your kindness for weakness. And I think that, you know, you've gotta know where those efforts are truly deserved.
Mm.
That's a good
point.
Okay, my turn to finish the sentences. Strangers would describe me as strong and confident. Only I know that I am not that on the inside. I am more insecure than I will ever openly like to admit, but apparently I'm doing it right now. And I'm not as confident as people perceive me to be. I just know that in a lot of circumstances in life, we kind of got to just fake it till we make it. And, you know, it's kind of a tug of war with imposter syndrome at times for me. But that is what I would definitely say as far as finishing these sentences. Strangers would describe me as strong and confident, but only I know that I struggle with both of those things. And I think because that's the perception of me, it adds to the struggle of dealing with it, because I feel a pressure to be that and to always be perceived in that manner. But that kind of ties with my last statement of it's okay to not be okay, and realizing that, and, you know, bringing that into the fold so that people can see the more vulnerable aspect of me. Because to Shari's point, you know, she talked about it as far as being genuine, but I am very protective of my vulnerability. And so I don't share my vulnerable moments with a lot of people, but, you know, put a fucking camera and a microphone in front of me and apparently I give you all my business. So, you know, we're here now. We're here. Jada Contessa, she said she completed her sentence and said, strangers would describe her as friendly and outgoing, and only she knows that she is lonely. That's real, though. Like, that's so real. I feel like so many people in the world feel lonely, even people that have people around them.
Yeah,
lonely.
Because it's not about that. It's about the peace you have with yourself. Having people around doesn't mean anything. People use that as a scapegoat.
Yeah.
Having people around. Like, look, I'm fun. Let's
have it.
Like, no, you're not willing to face your truths.
Yeah, agreed. Man, I wish Michelle posted this one on our YouTube so I could put it on our screen right now.
Please, yeah, I want to read this one because Michelle said, strangers will describe me as super nice and sweet, but only I know I'll fuck someone up.
No, I think we all
y'all
know.
Keep testing those sweet and innocent and quiet ones, and they're the ones to look out for.
Okay, so first of all, Michelle's not quiet. But she is real tiny, so people do perceive her like as sweet, and she is really nice until you try her, and then the little New Yorker starts to come out of her.
People forget that she's from New York because she's so sweet.
And Michelle, we all know that it's not just you. That's what I was like. We all know that shit. Okay.
Jada kind of does that. Her husband knows too.
Angel, blink twice if you're in danger. All right, is it my turn? Yeah, right.
Wait.
Yeah, no. Mari, you just picked
up. No, he's got to answer.
God damn it. Go B.
What was the question? Strangers will describe me as funny and comedic and a good time. But only I know that I don't do it for them. I do it for me. Mm. I do it to bring myself out of the constant negative state of mind that I am always in. I don't know if you guys can tell, but I am medicated at all times. So a lot of the, and it's not like I'm high on life or anything, it's to pull me into a normal state of mind. But the efforts that I do to make everyone have a good time and make everyone laugh, that's not just for you. It's to help me and keep myself out of that negative state of mind that I easily slip into. So I struggle with mental health on a daily basis. So any efforts that I have, I do it for me to keep me out of that.
Wow. Yeah, I would have. I know it's one of your defense mechanisms, but I didn't know it was to that like extreme. You know what I mean? Like that often used. I just thought you were a funny bitch.
Yeah. I'm very funny. And that's a gift and a curse. Yeah. Because what is the cry for help?
If you don't follow Bianca on Facebook, you should. She is very funny.
She's fucking hilarious. Her posts, oh my God. Real quick, Angel, Michelle's husband, joined the chat and said he's always blinking twice.
No one helps.
And I think, and you keep blinking twice, and I keep thinking that you got dry eyes. So you need to do it in Morse code or something, Angel.
Oh my goodness.
DVG.936 on Instagram says self-awareness of oneself. Yes. Honestly, like it's so hard to do and acknowledge and just take action on it. So the fact that we all know these things, that what strangers perceive us and what we actually know of ourselves, it's not imposter syndrome, but I feel like we do this for a reason. So to Shari's point, like no one deserves to know that, you know, vulnerable part of me or, you know, just things like that. We do it for a reason and we are aware of them. So thank you guys in the chat for sharing those things with us.
Yes, too. I'm proud of all of us. Look at us.
Look at us.
We haven't had to use a dig deeper card.
She actually threw it at me. I think Michelle threw it at me, but I was already coming with it. So it's okay.
Okay.
She's like, I know it's coming.
Noted. All right. You pulled that one, right, Char?
Yes, I did.
All of a sudden my wine smells like tequila and I can't tell.
Did you accidentally pour some in there?
I was like, I don't think I need to dig deeper.
I think I need to pour some more.
No, you need to pour more.
All right, I'm going bottom. Oh, okay. What has been your earliest recollection of happiness? Earliest recollection of happiness. Oh, okay. So like basically our youngest happy memory. For me, to be honest with you, and it's funny because I wrote about this in when I was in high school, one of our projects we had to do was write a memoir about ourselves. And one, yeah, like a whole, like a, almost like a biography, but it had different things like stories, poems, things like that.
An autobiography, a little something. Yeah.
Yeah. And one of the things that I wrote in there was about one of my earliest recollections of happiness. And I was very little. And for anyone who knows me, I have three older siblings, but they are much older than me. Like the one right before me is 9 years older than me. And then, you know, of course, it goes up from there. And my earliest recollection of happiness was actually in the mornings, because my dad was very big on breakfast. We couldn't go anywhere without eating breakfast. In the mornings, I used to get sad because, like, my sister was going to school. My brothers were going to school. My parents were going to work, but I thought they were going to school too, right? Everybody was just going to school and I wasn't. And so my dad would drop me off at my grandma's house. And just being there with her always made me feel so much better. I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional because she's no longer with us. But damn it. But yes, that was my earliest recollection of happiness.
Well, note to Jada Countessa, hers is very similar to yours, is catching fireflies at my now deceased grandmother's house.
Yeah.
And that's funny that you bring grandparents up, because that's one of my earliest happy moments is going fishing with my grandpa, teaching me how to fish, teaching me how to do the like the knots and the hooks and things like that. And he'd be so proud that I was able to.
Yeah. He didn't just let you throw the fishing line. Like most
he taught me everything. He was like, it's a flick of the wrist. It's, you're going to learn to bait it, to throw it, to reel it in and take the fish off. It was a whole bonding moment. And I didn't know my biological dad growing up. He was my father figure. So I leaned very much onto him. So having that moment was that father-daughter moment that I didn't actually get to have. It was with him. And he was my father-daughter kind of relationship.
That's awesome. So. Kudos to
okay, me. Shari, make us stop crying. Or make us cry more.
No, Shari, your turn to cry. No, I'm just kidding.
I think for me, probably, I don't know if anyone's ever seen the movie called Mermaids with Cher. Mm-hmm. It's a very older movie, and it was about her and her two daughters, and they were of different ages. One was a teenager, one was really young, and I wasn't a teenager yet, but me and my sister are 3 years apart, and in the movie she like had like they were going through it was like a rough time, but like they always did this thing where they would like come in the living room and like dance with each other, like that's how they like they could be arguing and then the mom would like put on the song and like they would just start dancing and like that was the thing. And when I was younger my mom would do like, not that we were fighting because I was really young, but like we would just play that movie or play that song and like me, her, and my sister would like dance with each other. And so I think, yeah, I think for me, like, that was probably why dance is, like, one of my first loves. Like, that was just, like, a moment. Like, that's just kind of, you know, what we did. Music and dance in my household growing up was just a thing.
It's still a thing in your household.
Not as much as I'd like it to be, actually. Like, I honestly, it's crazy. I honestly say I sing and dance more with my son than I do with my daughter. But that's a me problem, not a them problem. But yeah, I think the one, like another thing that I, that like really brings me happiness as a kid that I can remember is like my mom used to take me on these dates. And that was like always our thing. She would always take me on a date and we'd go to Chevy's and eat dinner. Like that was our spot. And then we'd go get ice cream after. And like that was always my thing. And I was just saying that recently, like I've started doing that with my kids. It's like, oh, okay, today's your day. We're going to go do this. And like, okay, now today's your day. We're going to go.
Solo dates are so important when you have multiple kids.
Yes, it definitely is. So like definitely just bringing that back and like hopefully I can create those happy memories for them.
But can I tell you something? As they grow older, stay with those solo dates because when even when my mom has them with each of us, it's still very much enjoyable.
Shout out to moms, baby.
Shout out to moms. Yeah. Happy early Mother's Day.
Yeah. Foreshadowing. Real quick, I wanted to call Bianca out while she was doing this, but I didn't want to interrupt. Shari. The bottle is empty, Bianca. You can't keep shaking it.
One, I had to make sure that it was the right bottle instead of the tequila. At some point, I accidentally poured the tequila.
Real quick, Michelle's got a couple comments in the chat. She said her youngest memory of happiness is one time she used a chair to reach the house phone and called her grandma to come and pick her up at 2 o'clock in the morning. She was 3 and she memorized how to dial her number from watching her mom dial it. That's so cute. And she probably did show up. And
she did. Work. She showed up, took 2 buses at 2 a.m. to come and pick her up.
Wow.
Grabbed me by my little hand and walked me right at my house.
She said her mom was pissed, but she always has that memory of walking out holding her grandma's hand. And now she's crying too. Yeah. Shout out to the grandmas, man. Shout out to
the grandparents in general. Yes. Because they are such an impact in all of our lives.
Yes, they are. This is a teary episode for sure. Yes, it is, Jaded Countess.
Honestly. And it's not even the alcohol. I don't even think I needed it.
Come on, B. Pull a card this time. No crying.
Top or bottom?
Me? My turn?
Yes.
Top.
All right.
It better be good. If it's not, Teresa, throw it back.
You get one birthday request.
Ready?
Yeah.
What's the last thing you lied to your mother about?
Oh, shit.
You wanted something lighthearted? Here you go.
Okay, probably the last thing I lied to my mom about was how much this rent costs.
Sorry, Mom.
Sorry, Mom.
Oh, shit.
That's funny. I want to keep it so light and simple.
That's funny. Shari, what's the last thing you lied to your mom about?
My mental state.
Oh, Michelle's saying it's 8:58. Can we keep it going? We're gonna finish this question for y'all.
Yeah.
You said your mental state though. What did you lie about?
Well, I know. Was it state? Did you lie that it was good or lie that it was bad?
She said, I am not okay.
Not okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
When was this lie? Like before the show? No, I'm just kidding.
Drag her.
Probably.
Yeah. George Davis on our YouTube said, I don't lie to my mother anymore. Brutally honest. If you know, you know. Kudos to you.
Honestly, good for you. Tell me how to be like that.
Seriously.
No, I think I'm pretty open with my mom for the most part. That's why it was very hard. All of my lies are like little white lies, like, no, Mom, I can't get you that flower because it doesn't exist, and it's just I don't want to drive. These are like small lies.
Couldn't tell I was fucking miserable on my birthday, right? Like,
right. It's fine.
I'm okay. You're okay. We're okay.
We're all okay. We're all okay. Last thing I lied to my mom about. I mean, it's probably along the lines of my mental state too, but it's more of like struggles, especially like if I'm ever going through financial struggles, I always lie to my mom about that because my mom's a worry wart. Like my mom worries about everything as it is, even when things are good. So just for her own sanity, I refrain from giving her too much information.
That part.
It's just a little, it's omission.
It's okay.
It's still a lie, but it's omission, right? I'm just omitting information is what I'm doing there. I didn't even realize it was that late already until.
Oh, fuck it. Let's just go one more.
One more?
Okay,
birthday girl. We're
doing it until they cut us off. So Instagram, if y'all forget, because we have not learned, but our first episode, we were cut off at the hour mark. So that's why we try to keep most of the episodes under an hour. I believe there was like one episode recently that we were able to go a couple minutes after. So if y'all want, we'll keep going. Shari's, it's her birthday. Birthday girl's request to do one more round. So we're going to do one more round of questions. If we get cut off, that was why.
If we get cut off,
it's not because Shari had a blackout and she didn't want to answer the question.
All right, Shari.
It honestly depends on this question, though. We might cut this shit off right here.
Top or bottom?
Let's top it.
Okay. Have you ever told someone I love you but didn't mean it? Oh, and if so, why?
Oh God, to be young and freaking. no, honestly, I probably really haven't. Honestly, I don't really say that word. I don't really say that phrase. Like to be like, yeah, I like you, but be on some bullshit. That's one thing. But like to really be like, tell somebody I love them. Probably never. I never have. It takes a lot for me to say that. I'm normally the last one to say it. So. Yeah.
You know what, to your point, I'm gonna go next because mine's is the same as Shari. I don't really tell anybody that I love them that much. My mom is lucky if she gets it, and that's just a new habit that we're trying to break. So it's a very hard thing to say, and I'm like, I don't want to lie to you. Don't make me lie to you. Don't put me in that predicament.
Michelle and Jada Countess are running to YouTube right now.
I was going to say, I love that for them.
If we get cut off, yeah, go to our YouTube.
Go to our YouTube, guys.
I love that for us.
So unlike you guys, I definitely have told someone I love them when I didn't before. Again, to be young.
Probably did the bartender one time.
I like the bartender. Sorry. Why? Because in that point in my life was when I was a people pleaser and I didn't want to make people feel bad by not saying it back. That's why. YouTube, where the after party at?
That's right, Kayla Quinn. YouTube is where the after party's at.
Yeah. Aiden Fire, who happens to be Michelle from Instagram, said, I'm here.
And Jada Contessa. Spoiler alert, I've been on the YouTube.
Hey, guys, she's talking everywhere.
If y'all have more than one device, put us on every platform.
Right. Yeah,
feed our delusion that we have so many fans, even if it's just like just all of y'all, the same three or four on the same, like on different platforms. Just do it.
She said, I told a lot of people I love them because I didn't know what that really was. Ooh.
That right there.
Touché. That part. Ooh. I'm sure we can all relate.
That's probably at some point. All of them.
All these motherfuckers.
All these motherfuckers.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
All right. Are we closing it out?
No, we're going one more round. You take a question, she take a question.
Okay, okay.
Oh, she wants a full round.
She wants a full round.
Look at
her. She's feeling herself right
still
now.
Going. We're going to go
21 minutes.
Yeah. Instagram is still going. So thank you guys who stuck around and are testing this out with us. So.
Yeah, we appreciate you. Trial and error. I'm going bottom. Do you crave more of? My husband.
Hey. I wish I could have that struggle.
Honey, if you're watching. yes.
Dropping
I will say, no, but this is really real for me because like I've mentioned to you guys before, we have a toddler and other children. And so we don't get to have as much fun as we used to. And so I will definitely say that.
Y'all good. Y'all ain't never just went in the car in the garage.
I mean, we could, but. Again, we have
get a creative.
Have you met my toddler? We'll close and lock the door and she'll be, Mommy, open the door. Open. Why is that door locked?
I will in 4 minutes.
4 minutes? 4 minutes? No.
You got a timer. It starts.
No, not 4 minutes. Come on now. All right, B, what do you crave more of?
What do I crave more of?
She looked like she had a real juicy answer coming out of her.
No, not this time. Because I'm like, I crave more food. I'm hungry right now.
Okay.
That tequila got me.
What kind of food?
Something cheesy.
Oh, you and your damn cheese. Look at both of y'all.
I always say that when I want some good, I'm like cheesy and saucy. I don't know what that is, but I want it.
And saucy. Cheesy
and saucy. See, Aiden Fire says she only got 4 minutes too.
That's my shit.
So you got the end of this song to finish what you gotta
finish what you gotta do. All right, what do you crave more of?
In this stage of my life, peace.
Ooh, amen. I'm all about the peace, love, and happiness, baby. Mm-hmm. I'm craving more time off work. Hey, fucking man.
You know what? I've been saying it a lot at work, and don't hold me against this legally if anyone from work is watching, but I say I don't call in enough.
You don't, though.
I don't.
I told that all the time.
I'm like, I use my PTO, and I earn that time, but sometimes I just want to steal that time, you know, just call in.
Jada Contessa said, I'm enjoying that time off work at this moment.
See, Jada Contessa is on PTO, but sometimes you just got to call in and do FMLA.
My coworker told me the other day.
Don't take that.
She said, when you call off, I'm like, yes. I'm like, really? That's a
hobby. Can I say, like, when I found out that if I call in on one day, I think, where was I? I was at like United Healthcare. I was like at one of the call centers. And this coworker of mine is like, oh, I'm going to call in tomorrow. She told all of us. She didn't care. She's like, I'm going to call in tomorrow. I'm like, okay, great. So we know that she's not going to show up. But then she called HR and she's like, so how many days in a row can I call in for it to count as one absent? They're like five. She's like, I'm calling in for 5 days.
Wow. And hey, I was like, that's smart to do that. That's smart as fuck. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's like, if I'm going to get one written, like one write-up, fucking take the whole mags.
Yeah.
I used to have this guy.
I didn't know we could do that. That's so smart.
The rule was, what, three calls? If you do three no-call, no-shows was when they would fire you. He would do two and show up on his third day, like, epically, like, all the time. I'm like, bruh. Y'all not caught on this shit.
I love these like out of pocket life hacks, like
loopholes, baby. Loopholes.
Give them to me.
It's like days versus occurrences.
Like, consider them.
Jada Contessa said it's days versus occurrences.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And if you got those rollover ones, then it's like, all right, on May 7th, I called in. So I'll do it again in 6 months.
Every year. All right.
B.
Top or bottom?
Bottom.
Make it good.
Make it good, Teresa.
Is there a feeling you miss? The eye roll, though.
That's boring.
Should we do another card?
Yeah.
Discard it.
Top or bottom?
Bottom.
Middle.
Middle. Okay,
middle. We'll do middle. All right. Middle it is. Oh, I got a fucking wild card. Middle, it is again.
Wild card, it wanted it.
What are you more afraid of, failure or success, and why?
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
What am I most afraid of? Success. I think, because I don't think that success would be enough for me still.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You'd still want more, essentially.
I just don't feel like it'd be good enough for me. Like nothing would ever be good enough and satisfy me to be like, to be proud of myself. Mm. Let me rephrase that. Yeah. The success, what I think once I get there, it still wouldn't be good enough to where I would be proud and I would still try to achieve more. Similar to what was it last week's episode with that hustle mentality. It's like, where does it end? Where do we draw the line? I feel like once we get to that state that we're always looking for the next and next, and we're never happy with that current state that we are at or happy with what we have. I feel like I'm always going to chase it and I'll never actually get it.
Yeah. That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Char? Are you more afraid of failure or success?
Totally agree with that. I think success, because I think it's the constant chase. It's like, once, if I can accomplish this, what else can I accomplish? It's like,
It turns into that rat race.
Yeah. Like, I don't, you know, don't want to call it being greedy. Like, you know, you get so much and it's like, okay, when is enough enough? But I think it's that. It's always, I'm always in the arena of one up in myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, well, I did that. So what can I do now? Okay, if I can accomplish that, I can accomplish anything, you know? Mm-hmm. So I would want to, yeah, I think that that's more afraid because when is enough enough?
Yeah. So I'm going to be the odd man out again. I'm more afraid of failure, but more so because I have a lot of people that depend on me. Mm. And so if I fail, I'm not just letting myself down. I'm letting other people down too.
Yeah.
And
but
so,
I think we have to look at failure differently.
Agreed. I think I do.
If you're a firm believer,
have to look at failure differently.
You do, because if you're a firm believer that everything happens for a reason, mm-hmm. right? Those failures are teaching you lessons, and those failures are happening for
it's,
a reason.
It's growth, right? It breeds growth. Like to Jaded Countess's point here, she said she's familiar with the feeling of failure and would know how to start the bounce back. And that's true, because we go through failure in our lives, whether we want to or not, but we also go through successes too.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but for me, because of the pressure that I put on myself to provide and be a support system for people, failure to me would be what I'm personally more afraid of, because I don't want to not just let myself down, but let other people down too.
But can I play devil's advocate one more time with you?
Sure.
I think when it comes to those two words, right, failure and success, I think it's all about how you perceive it.
Yeah.
Because again, you could be, the way you're looking at it, right, your responses right now is leading me to believe that you're more like the financial, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes and no. It's a big part of it. Yeah.
But mm-hmm. what I'm hearing is that when you're saying that, right? Mm-hmm. But it's like, we also have to, like we were talking about the anti-hustle culture, right? And we were talking about the pandemic, and like, yes, even though we lost things, the monetary things that we lost, the time that I gained with my children during that time is fucking irreplaceable.
Agreed.
You know, so in that, like, yes, did I feel in that moment when I wasn't working that I failed my family? 100% I felt that way.
Mm-hmm.
But what I got on the other side of that was a success I couldn't have asked for more.
See, but I'm not afraid of that success.
Right.
It takes time to get there. You know what I mean? Like you got, like you said, you got to the other side, right? Mm-hmm. So you do have to get to the other side to find the reason or to, you know, feel the reward of whatever this failure might have been. Yeah. But when it comes to what I'm personally more afraid of, it's failure for sure for me. Success, I would embrace. I welcome it. I want to manifest it. Come on, success.
To Jada Countess on YouTube, she said, I don't think I would recognize success. It just becomes the standard.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I mean, who gets
can to we highlight success? Aiden Fire's comment too? Because to contrast that I'm afraid of failure because what if I get complacent with because I know I can handle failure and I stop reaching for success.
Exactly.
I think that was a good point.
I could not have said that better. Good job. George Davis on our YouTube also said, people are afraid of success. What if it works?
What if it works?
Then what? What do I do with it? How do I, you know what I mean? Like, how do I use this? How do I maneuver this? And a lot of people are afraid of success for other reasons too, like, now I'm questioning who's around me. Now I'm questioning, are people taking advantage of me? Are people with me for the right reasons? So yeah, it's very pros and cons either way.
Go ahead, his recent comment, because that right there hits it.
Yeah, because T, I be serious. When I play the lotto, I will call you and be like, hey, I wrote out my list. This is what's on it. Because when I hit, this is what I'm
doing. This is what we're
doing. I mean, down to details. This person will get a house. This person will get a car. This I will pay for these three kids. Like, I be sitting, like, breaking it down. I don't play the game.
You want to read his comment, Char?
So he said, I use the lottery method. People play it but aren't prepared to win it. Fear of winning is way more terrifying. Sadly, losing is expected by most. Small confidence barrier.
Mm-hmm.
Facts.
Yep.
You gotta live in it.
Gabriel Anderson said, no risk, no reward.
That's mm-hmm. right, baby.
This is a fact.
Yes, yes.
Well, guys, we were at the top of the hour 16 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. And we're still live on Instagram.
We're still live on Instagram.
Don't tell us that because now we're not going to know how to act.
This was a really great episode, you guys. I had a lot of fun. This damn game. Thank you again, Michelle. Because
honestly,
these cards are making us answer questions I don't think we would have maybe naturally brought up. So really appreciate you, and thank you to everyone that participated today. They showed up and showed out for us for our 21st episode and for Shari's birthday.
Yes, it was a party. I finished the whole bottle. I gotta get another one.
You finished the whole fucking bottle.
It was a celebration. What do you want me to do?
What do you want me to
celebrate sober? We're 21.
We're 21. Jada Camp.
Now I didn't have the bottle
again.
Thank you.
Yes, happy birthday. Celebrate life. I'm sorry I'm not there to celebrate with you.
Yeah, well, whatever.
You know, I offered for you to come over here, but whatever. I'm just kidding. Happy 21st to us. Thank you. But great episode. Thank you guys. Even everyone in the chat for being so vulnerable with us today and opening up, and we laughed, we cried, we did it all.
Everything in between, yep.
Yes. Good times, good times.
Definitely.
B, if people are just listening to us and don't know where to find us, how can they find us?
If you have not already, or if your friend, coworker, family, or friend has not, you can follow, like, and subscribe to us on our social media. That's YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at It's No Secret Podcast, and our TikTok at It's No Secret Podcast Live. And if you can't join us on our live stream every Wednesday, then we have our audio available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts every Sunday.
Yes. Everyone is wishing you happy birthday again. Yes,
that salute was to him drinking tequila.
He's sipping tequila in your honor.
That's right, George. Enjoy the party.
Happy birthday again.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Well, what better place than to spend my birthday with you ladies and all of you lovely people. But remember, until next time, it is no secret.
Bye.
Make good choices.
Don't.